It is 19 minutes after 5 o'clock on Monday, January the 19th. Between now and March 20th, three people will be crisscrossing the country talking to Tories. Stephen Harper, Tony Clement, and Belinda Stronach will be wooing former Progressive Conservatives and former members of the Canadian Alliance. All three want to head up the new Conservative Party of Canada. We've asked two active partisans to follow the campaign for us on the homestretch. John Osler, like his father before him, is a lifelong Progressive Conservative. Jeremy Hexham has been involved with the Reform Party and then the Canadian Alliance since his late teens, and both have agreed to pop in for a visit every couple of weeks between now and that crucial vote on March the 20th. Hello to you both.
Good afternoon, Jeff.
Hello, Jeff.
I want to start with asking you how you felt about the merger of the parties. Are you ready to be in the same camp? John?
Absolutely. I think everybody was a little wary about it from the PC side, and I'm sure that's the case on the Alliance side. But at the end of the analysis, Jeff, there was no alternative but to unite as one party and take on the Liberals, and that's really what this is about. That's unifying two like-minded parties and challenging the Liberals as a viable alternative for all Canadians.
And Jeremy, you managed to make it from Reform to Alliance. I thought that was a bit of a jump for you. Now you're Alliance to Conservative?
Yes, we are. And I think as John was saying, there was some mixed feelings, and I think there is still some mixed feelings between the different groups and the camps. But I think this is something that we had to do. I mean, this is the idea behind the United Alternatives, to do a merger, to come forward together as one party, and to fight the Liberals. And I think most of us are ready to work together. We're going to have to do some rebuilding, and we're going to have to do some team building exercises, I think, in a lot of ways, to get to that point to learn to trust each other a little more.
Well, I was intrigued to see that the new party has put, in effect, a price tag on the leadership. The minimum to run is $100,000, and the maximum you can spend is $2.5 million, and that proved simply too rich for some.
I received financial reports that outlined the status of our fundraising, but we found very little capacity to raise money outside of Calgary.
Well, you know, the dollar figure, I think it's way too high. I mean, I mean, $100,000 is that's more than just keeping a frivolous candidate out. That's, you know, that basically says, you know, those of you who rely on $50 donations from Ma and Pa member, you know, you're a long ways away from 100 grand. I think it's way higher than it needs to be.
Certainly, finance is something that is a very important factor. Look, the prospects of running two national leadership campaigns in a 12-month period is daunting for anyone.
Jim Prentice, Chuck Strahl, and Peter McKay all citing money as a reason, or one reason anyway, to bow out of the race for the top job in the new amalgamation of the Canadian Alliance and Progressive Conservative parties. So you guys, how much, I mean, was this a smart move? How much is too much? How much is too little to spend on a campaign? Jeremy?
Well, I think this $100,000 is way too high. I mean, it means that we're going to lose three quality candidates who are going to bring some new issues to the table that I don't think we're going to see, and I'm quite disappointed about that. As for the spending cap, that's good. I mean, maybe it's a little high because it's going to encourage people to spend more money. Maybe what the party needs to do is get more volunteer-based activities and get out more and do things and spend less money and show that, you know, as conservatives, or at least in the Alliance, we've always said we want to be fiscally conservative, we want to take care of money. Let's see our candidates take care of money and see what they can do by spending as little money as possible.
John, so heck, are you burning through $2.5 million in 9 weeks? I mean, wow.
I don't think it matters. Leadership races have always been all about money. I mean, all you hear from the United States, for example, is how much money different candidates have raised. Nobody should be surprised by this, that it's expensive to get in and it's even more expensive to run a credible campaign. Look, the money follows the candidate seen to be in the best position to win the leadership and win an election. And those that have the resources to run should have those resources and have what it takes to win. And say have at her.
But the same thing, Jeremy, the same problem that bedeviled Jim Prentice, bedeviled Peter McKay. They had to go to the well several times, right? Because they ran, there were other races inside
right.
The two separate parties. So I'm wondering about what the hard press donors must think of this now, being asked for more dough again.
I don't know. If I was a donor, I'd be getting a little fed up, and I'd say it's about time this happened. We better not have another leadership race anytime soon. They don't want to see the Stockwell Day syndrome happen, and we better get rid of the Liberals.
Can you tell me this? How do you feel about the candidates who are not running. John, did we lose some good people in losing McKay, Prentice, and Strahl?
We lose three very hardworking, committed conservatives and Canadians who are committed to defeating the Liberal government. And I'm sad for them personally, because I think, you know, you go into political life, you sacrifice your personal life for what I think are grand purposes, and in the back of your mind always is the thought that maybe I can have the top job. So for each of them personally, and I know two of them very well personally, I think this has been very hard. So for them personally, I'm saddened. Whether or not their absence from the race is a huge factor, I'm not sure that it is. We heard for months that Bay Street said the money will follow a merged party. And Bay Street is now speaking when it says we're going to give money to certain candidates but not others, and we have to face that reality.
Can we do the pluses and minuses on the candidates here? Because the three we know we have bring to it a certain amount of baggage here. So let's start with Stephen Harper, former leader of the Alliance, now wants to head up the new thing. John, what does he bring to the table, and what are his drawbacks?
My view is each candidate has one quality that is both a plus and a minus. The same quality is a plus and a minus. And Harper's plus and minus is that he's the existing leader. And that gives him a huge advantage in terms of process and policy. But it's also a huge drawback for him. The point of this merger was a merger of equals to create a new party. If Mr. Harper wins the leadership, my fear is that most Canadians will say, same old party, just a few more members, and really it was a takeover of the old Tories.
You agree, Jeremy? It's a mixed blessing?
I feel that, you know, if Harper does win, there's going to be that takeover. I've worked with Stephen Harper on his leadership campaign. I think he's a great guy. And in reality, maybe he's the guy who should win because he's done all this work, but that fear is there. Harper is very strong on policy. He's probably one of the strongest policy people in the party right now and in the House of Commons. And he brings that valuable knowledge of policy.
Do either of you know much about Tony Clement, former Ontario health minister, wants the job? What's his plus and minus column look like?
I go with the same analysis. His plus and minus is that he's from Ontario, which is a plus in the sense that we need to have a breakthrough candidate in Ontario. But historically, Ontario leaders have never fared well in federal conservative leadership campaigns or in the ensuing federal election.
You know your history. Your Tory history, anyway. Jeremy, what do you think of Tony Clement?
I don't know a lot about Tony Clement. I know that he's been very active with the United Alternative, and he's a provincial Tory. This might be a great benefit to the party. It might not be. I'm afraid in some ways he's maybe too closely associated with the United Alternative, and he might turn some Tories away from him.
I can guarantee you what will be on the top of the news headlines this time tomorrow. It's Belinda Stronach announcing her interest in the job and her campaign. What do you make of her, Jeremy? What's her pluses and her minuses?
I think she's great. I think she's got the international business experience. She's never been involved in politics, and she's never really associate with each party, and I think that is the benefit we really need, is someone who's come in, who's fresh, who doesn't have an association with each party, and can maybe do that uniting that really I think will need to be done.
I can see John going, yeah, and there's her plus and minus. She has no experience.
Well, new to politics is a great thing. She's an outsider that breathes new life into a party. New to politics means no political experience, and what business does she have running for the leadership? I don't agree with that latter comment, but the press will be merciless. We've seen it before, and I think while she may come out of the blocks as an exciting new candidate, she has a very, very tough road ahead of her.
Let's see what progress they make in wooing you two over a couple of weeks. Thank you very much. It was good to talk to both of you.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.
That's John Osler. He's a former progressive conservative, Jeremy Hexham, a former Canadian Alliance member, and we will check in with both of them again on Monday, February 2nd, for an update on the race to lead the Conservative Party of Canada.